The thing I really liked, I liked the way watching, you know, Matt's having he's playing with a bunch of young kids. You know, he's been with Keyshawn Martin for 7 days, you know, and watching that kind of come together and get better each day has been exciting for me. And like I said, I got to settle those receivers down and keep them in one spot. Oh, I think it's the best group I've ever been around as a coach because of how they're playing, not because of their names. And it'll be interesting to see. I think Arian and Ben have had an excellent camp, and they're pushing each other to a level that they don't even understand what they're doing to each other. But it's going to be great for both of them in their career. James would do a lot of things with. Moran and Darrell are two different guys. One's young, very talented, very athletic, doesn't quite know everything he's doing right now because he's a defensive player. One's a little older, he's a banger, and knows everything he's doing. So we'll see how it sorts itself out, you know, because chances are we're keeping one fullback, and we'll see. You know, Darrell's got a little ways to go as far as knowledge of offensive football. Right now that would be a little scary because those guys are young, and I think Garner does some good stuff. The young kid, Mankin, has done some good stuff. A kid from Purdue that we drafted. I mean, they've got talent, but obviously they got a ways to go. So, you know, we're holding our breath that all three of those guys can stay healthy. But you got to have players that can be flexible too. Maybe Brandon Brooks at some point is a flexible player because he's obviously got the size and the feet to play outside too. Yeah, I think, it's a battle. I mean, I think Randy's had quite a few good days, had a couple misses the other day. I really like the way he works at his craft, and he's got a strong leg. Shane's a veteran guy, pretty automatic inside the 40 and those type of things. He's missed a day or so with some leg soreness and those type of things. Guys, they can both kick in this league. Which one's going to kick for us, we'll find out. I'll always expect a lot from him. You know, OD's going to be on. He's a three-down player. He's always on the field. We've tried to take a little different approach with OD this year as far as resting him a little bit, and I think he's responding to that. I want him good and fresh when we get going. I expect all three of those guys back, and obviously we'll have a plan for them of how they come back, but expect them all out here Monday.